All this he reported carefully to Bowman, who double-checked every stage in the operation before it was carried out. Though this was a simple, routine job, nothing could be taken for granted in space, and no detail must be overlooked. In extravehicular activities, there was no such thing as a minor mistake. He received the okay for the procedure and parked the pod some 20 feet away from the base of the antenna support. There was no danger that it would drift off into space. Nevertheless, he clamped a manipulator hand over one of the many short sections of ladder rung strategically mounted on the outer hull. Then he checked the systems of his pressure suit and, when he was quite satisfied, bled the air out of the pod. As Betty's atmosphere hissed away into the vacuum of space, a cloud of ice crystals formed briefly around him, and the stars were momentarily dimmed.